Yeah, from Scooby-Doo to Marilyn Monroe, 98FM's Kieran O'Connor has loads to chat about in Throwback Thursday. How are you doing?
Great. Afternoon.
Yeah, all good?
Yeah, good. Excited to go back in history.
Where are we going?
Well, I think we should go back to the United States. Let's go back 89 years. This week, when this show aired on radio. So it started off as a comic in a newspaper,
yeah.
But then it turned to radio, and that's where Popeye kind of blew up, let's say. We're going back 89 years, and he started out 3 times a week in a 15-minute radio show.
Did not know this.
No, a lot of people didn't. 7:15 every evening, you could listen to Popeye the Sailor. And that's exactly the theme song of it. There was over 200 episodes aired, but there's only 20 left, so they say. And the funny part is it was sponsored by a breakfast cereal company. They were called Wheatons. And instead of eating spinach, he ate Wheatons. So that's how he got his power and his strength.
Leave it to the commercial team.
Yeah, yeah, everything else. So yeah, Popeye, there was a film series as well.
Well, newspapers. I knew that.
Yeah.
And yeah, the newspaper features and obviously the comic. But I didn't realise that he had a 15-minute slot three times a week.
1935.
Wow. Back, okay, so that's what, 89 years ago. This is a date in more recent memory. I think everybody knows where they were when this happened.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a day I always remember where you were. Yeah, 23 years we're going back yesterday in history. Twin Towers terrorist attack, the September 11 attacks, the coordinated attacks on the United States. It was that morning, 19 terrorists hijacked 4 commercial airlines. Obviously, the Twin Towers, the most famous of the two planes. The first American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower at 8:46. And then at 9:03, United Airlines Flight 175 hit the South Tower. As well as that, a third plane hit the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. And a fourth plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania when passengers revolted about it.
It was in New York in March, and I went to the 9/11 Memorial, the museum that they've created down there now. It's you know, if you can say it's a fantastic memorial that they've created, it is that, and it's really tastefully done, and it kind of brings you back through that day and what happened. And they've lots of different ways of remembering those that lost their lives, people that worked in the building, and the huge rescue effort. You know, there's obviously that took place in the weeks and the months after. But if you're going to the States, if you're in New York, it's well worth a visit. It's a hard museum to go to. Like it's difficult. It's fairly emotional. But it is well done, I have to say.
Yeah, I was there many years ago myself. But as you said, fascinating probably isn't a correct term, but it really is a beautiful memorial, but also really interesting along the way.
On a lighter note.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
So in my mind, this is a Christmas song.
That's what I was going to say. It's a new record, the 12th of September at a radio station playing Christmas music. Well, I guess when you think of Christmas, the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special is being recorded right now. So there's a bit of planning that goes into things. And that song there, Bing Crosby and David Bowie, an odd pairing in music history, but they came together on this day in history 47 years ago to record that song. It was for Bing Crosby's Merry Old Christmas. It was a Christmas special.
So they recorded it today.
Yes.
Right.
Aired out obviously at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But it was, this day in 1977 that they recorded that song. A massive song that was recorded just weeks before Bing Crosby passed away. Interesting combo, as I said. However, David Bowie said he didn't want to sing The Little Drummer Boy. He didn't like it. So producers of the show had a panic, and within the hour, they wrote this kind of melody of the two songs together.
Okay.
It kind of went unavailable for many years, and it was 1982 then when it became a commercial success. And it's a song that we hear every year.
It still features, doesn't it?
Yeah,
big time.
On radio, on every CD Christmas collection, the works.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, it's a nice song. Yeah. It's nice.
It's my favourite now of the Christmas tunes. But look, I can't criticise it too much either. So that's what, 1977?
1977.
Right, you're taking us back to 1969.
Where are you?
Yeah, we're going back 55 years to how that character Scooby-Doo got his name. A lot of people don't know that. The first song you heard there was Frank Sinatra. It was an executive producer for CBS who didn't like the original name the show got. The original name was The Mysterious Five. Same idea, they all went out and tracked mysteries. However, he was humming along to that Frank Sinatra song, Stranger in the Night, Doobie Doobie Doo, and decided to rebrand the whole show to Scooby-Doo. And it was 55 years ago that it started on Saturday morning television, the 13th of September, 1969.
Still a feature, actually, in some of the Disney
Scooby-Doo.
Isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's everywhere. I mean, from this TV show, there was movies, it was on Cartoon Network, Netflix, Scooby and Scrappy. There was loads of side shows as well off it. But yeah, still a very relevant character, I think.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Tell me about Marilyn Monroe in this week.
Let's go back 70 years to probably one of the most iconic images of the 20th century, that famous Marilyn Monroe skirt stunt. It was all part of a movie that was actually filmed or shot in Manhattan this day, 70 years ago.
Wow.
It was 1 a.m. in the morning in Manhattan on Lexington Avenue, and she had to go through numerous takes because there was 5,000 people watching the moment that Marilyn Monroe was in the middle of Manhattan. So much so, she kept messing up her lines. They had to bring her to a studio and retake it 40 times to get it correctly. So that iconic image that we know took hundreds of retakes.
So it wasn't as natural as we all.
No, not at all. And it's one of those images that's everywhere still to this day.
You're telling us about the number one on this day in, well, that's the problem, we have to guess the year. Brian McFadden.
It's a classic. It is a classic, in fairness. Yeah, that was number one in Ireland this week. But what was the year?
I haven't a clue. I'm totally going to have to guess this, but it's definitely, like, it's probably mid-2000s.
Okay. Well, it was March 2004 that McFadden left Westlife.
Yeah.
So he could concentrate on his family and more work. This was September 2004 that was number one over here. Massive in Denmark, Norway, the UK as well, all hit number one.
So it was the same year he left Westlife. I didn't think that.
Yeah.
Right.
Broke up to concentrate on some solo projects.
I remember that moment.
Do.
Well, yes. All right, but I didn't realize that it was just later that year that he brought out Real to Me.
20 years.
Wow. This was number one in the UK. Yeah, early, I don't know, I haven't, like, I'm totally guessing this now as well. Early 80s, I'm going to say.
No, late 80s, 1989 is when Black Box Ride on Time came into our lives. Italian music group Black Box, with the vocals of Heather Smalls, who later became famous from M People. That was number one 35 years ago in Ireland, or in the UK. It also did reach number one in Ireland.
In this week. Yeah, in 35 years ago. And this was the number one hit on This Week in the US. Just go. Great song.
Eminem, Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie.
I would never associate that song with Eminem.
Yeah,
I just instantly think it's Rihanna.
Yeah, I mean, he does rap on it.
Yeah.
But it was number one in the US, but how many years ago?
I'm going to say like 2013 or 14.
2010, 14 years we're going back. Yeah.
Actually, that's old.
Yeah, well, it's
not
kind
that
of
old,
that
I suppose,
old, really.
But yeah.
But Rihanna's vocals actually recorded here in Dublin in Sun Studios in Temple Bar for that
really?
Song. Yeah, there you go. You learn something new every day.
There you go. Yeah. Kieran O'Connor, 98 FM. Thanks a million, Kieran, for bringing us on a little trip down memory lane.